I told many times, life is very short. One by one, we are losing the friend. But we have to more pressing for increasing our devotee, our society. More pressing, more Sankirtan.
Give us an explanation about Pancha Kalpa. The devotee is like Pancha Kalpa, like desire.
Bancha Kalpataru Pipa Shindu Vekshali Bancha. What are you asking to the Vaishnava? You can do Kalpataru. Benedicting tree. Bancha Kalpataru Pipa Shindu. Like Vaishnava is like that. What kind of tree? He can give everything. You want something, he can give everything to you. Vaishnava is like that. And always, Vaishnava is always installed. Not necessary installation. That is necessary installation. But Tulusi and Vaishnava not necessary installation. Like Bancha Kalpaturi, he is always like pay obeisance and he can give all everything he can do you. Like even want, even not want, even pay obeisance, you are fully surrendered to him and he can give all mercy to you. That is the Bancha Kalpaturi.
That is asking how we can get strength and the preparation to chant our job every day.
If he has material desire, she will not get strength. First you remove the offense, remove the material desire through service, through surrender, then she will get energy for chanting. Understand? Whole time, 20 hours I am using my, only 4 hours I am going to rest, 12 to 4 o'clock. Understand? Energy automatically will come.
You have heard that the Guru is doing everything.
Yes.
We're not doing some service. But we found that some devotees making that service better than the others. What happened there? Is the Guru doing that service, but one devotee is success and one devotee not?
That is, he will fall down. Somebody is doing for own enjoyment, pratishtha, own pratishtha. Some devotee is doing for own self. His devotional life will not be lasting.
How can avoid the material desires?
How can avoid the material desire? It is very difficult. Kobe Nityananda more kori daya saraibe more vishayore maya. When Nityananda will give some mercy, always crying to Nityananda Prabhu, always praying. Proper practicing and material desire will be avoided, will be removed. Proper practicing. You are thinking some material desire is coming, you have to remove the root, that poison root from your heart. First beginning, the poison root have to remove from your heart. You can see something is doing. Your mind is going to the service or your mind is going to other job, then you can test yourself. You are like to do some good service or you like to do other things. You can examine yourself. You can test yourself. Because if that material desire tree is becoming very big, it is very hard to remove that root, that poison root. For that, we have to thinking your mind is going to do some another job or your mind is going to do some service. Then slowly, slowly, gradually you are increasing your spiritual life or decreasing your spiritual life. Then you can think yourself. But you have to be careful always. Say you are not proper practicing, not proper service. You have to count how many hours you are doing service and how many hours you are talking. Nonsense. Understand? 24 hours in a day, eating, sleeping, enjoying, how many hours you are doing and how many hours you are serving. You have to give more time for the service. Sometimes it's working outside. It is also somebody 8 hours working, 10 hours working is outside. It is also working. But always mind will be surrendered to the Lord. You are working for some money necessary for your maintenance, for daily maintenance, but your mind, your heart have to be always thinking about Lord, about Gurudev service. Okay, in this way you can do, and in this way you remove the material desire from your heart, gradually.